Hey, welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson, Dynamic EQ for Bass and Drum Interaction, focused on tight, heavy drum and bass. I'm pumped. We're going to dig into three real-world workflows that let your kick and snare punch through while your sub stays solid and musical. This is practical, hands-on, and tuned for around 174 BPM with rolling amen-style drums and a Reese Plus sub bass setup. First, quick roadmap, we'll cover multiband dynamic sidechaining, my recommended surgical approach, a filtered sidechain into compressor method for super targeted fixes, and an envelope follower mapping workflow for creative, arrangement-driven dynamic EQ. I'll walk routing, device chains, concrete starting parameters, troubleshooting, arrangement tips, and pro moves to make your mix darker and heavier without turning it into mud. Prerequisites: Ableton Live 10 minimum, Live 11 preferred if you want the envelope follower improvements. Have a drum group or drum rack, kick and snare at least, and a bass track that includes a sub and some mid/high growl or Reese content. Section 1. The multiband dynamics method, my go-to. Set up a drum bus by grouping your drum tracks, or use a kick-only track if you want the duck triggered only by kick. Create a return track called a C-source. On that return, drop in a Q8 and boost the frequency area you want to emphasize for triggering the detector. For example, 50 to 100 Hz for the kick, and maybe a narrower boost around 200 to 500 Hz if you want snare or growl interaction to be detected. Keep the drum bus send at 0 dB so it feeds the return as a sidechain source. On your bass track, build a chain that looks like this, utility for trim, then EQ 8 to high pass below 28 to 30 Hz if needed, then multiband dynamics, and then any saturator or glue compressor you like after the dynamics. Open multiband dynamics and set crossovers roughly in the vicinity of 100 to 130 Hz for the low/mid split, and around 900 to 1200 Hz for the mid/high split. These aren't rules, they're starting points tuned to sub-kick relationships and Reese content. Enable sidechain on multiband and choose a C-source. Now dial band 1, the low band. For a starting point, try threshold between about negative 30 and negative 22 dB, ratio between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1, attack between half a millisecond and 6 milliseconds, and release between 60 and 160 milliseconds. For DNB, I tend to start around a 2 millisecond attack and a 70 to 120 millisecond release. Aim for a few dB of gain reduction on kicks initially, around 3 to 6 dB, and tweak from there. For the mid-band, use a slightly gentler ratio, maybe 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, a slightly slower attack, say 4 to 12 milliseconds, and a longer release, maybe 80 to 200 milliseconds, so the mid-growl breathes out between hits. Pro tip: put a spectrum or use multiband's own meters after the device so you can watch gain reduction as the pattern plays. Solo bands inside multiband to audition what's beating duct. After the multiband, a glue compressor and a subtle saturator are great. Saturate after dynamics so you don't alter the sidechain detector behavior. Section 2. Filtered sidechain into compressor. Surgery for single frequencies. Create a return track. Name it Kick Freak SC. Send your kick to that return. On the return, insert an EQ8 and apply a narrow bell boost at the offending frequency. From any kicks that's somewhere in the 60 to 90 Hz range. Use a high Q, maybe 4 to 8, to make the return loud in that band and quiet elsewhere. Optionally, use an auto filter or resonator to tighten detection further. On the bass track, after any static EQ, put a stock compressor and set its sidechain audio from to Kick Freak SE. For settings, start with a high ratio, 8 to 1 is a good baseline, attack between 0 and 2 milliseconds to catch the transient, release between 60 and 120 milliseconds to groove with the kick, and lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. This method is extremely surgical. It's ideal when a single narrow band is colliding with the kick. The trade-off is this can sound abrupt across a wider band if you're not careful. Section 3. Envelope follower map dynamic EQ. Creative, musical control. Put envelope follower on the kick or drum bus in Live 11. Map its output to the gain parameter of a specific EQ 8 band on your bass track. Set the envelope follower attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds and release between 70 and 140 milliseconds to taste. Use negative mapping depth to pull the EQ band down. When the drum hits, try mapping depth between negative 8 and negative 16 dB as a starting point. This gives you rhythmically responsive, non-linear ducking that's fantastic for transitions and arrangement-specific effects. Teacher note: the envelope follower route is hugely expressive. Map multiple parameters, not only EQ gain but also width or a subtle saturator drive, and you can make the bass breathe in a very musical way that a hard compressor can't. Routing and arrangement workflow ideas. Split your bass into two tracks, a mono sub track and a stereo growl or reese track. Run multiband on the sub for controlled low band ducking and a separate multiband or compressor chain on the growl. Automate sidechain send levels or multiband thresholds by section. Heavier ducking in the drop, lighter in breakdowns. For fills, automate the sidechain off to let the full bass shine. Name your returns clearly, SC Kick 60HE, SC Snare 400HE, and save them as templates to speed up future sessions. Concrete starting parameters to remember. For multiband dynamics, try split points at 120 and 900 Hz. Low band starting settings, threshold around negative 25 dB, ratio around 4:1, attack 2 ms, release 90 ms. Mid band starting settings, threshold negative 28 dB, ratio 3:1, attack 6 ms, release 110 ms. For the filtered compressor method, aim for ratio 8:1, attack 0 to ms, release 6120 ms, and set threshold for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This audio version is shortened for playback.